Okay, our next speaker is Rob Hogan from Texas A&M University, and he's going to continue some dialogue about the Q-score and its relationship with loan value.
Good morning. First off, I'd like to tell you that I'm honored to be here with you today to be able to deliver this study. Second off, I'd like to make a quick disclaimer, if it's okay. Something that no one has told you yet is that I am an economist, not an agronomist or a breeder or a geneticist. And being an economist, first off, I need y'all to be kind of gentle with me because we bruise easily and bleed freely. So please keep that in mind. Second off, I'd like to recognize the co-authors on the paper, Dr. Fred Borland from the University of Arkansas, Dr. Don Jones from Cotton Incorporated, and Dr. Ed Barnes from Cotton Incorporated. As an economist, I know that markets send signals. They send signals up from the buyer to the seller or to the producer. They in the form of tastes and preferences. They send signals the other way from the producer back up the other way in the form of costs and what it costs to make something. So as such, we have noticed, and it's been brought up here several times, that the world market is kind of wanting a higher quality cotton from the United States, and if we are to stay in the cotton producing business, we either have to adapt to be able to compete, or we have to go catch rabbits or something. But whatever the customer wants is what we end up having to produce. Secondly, producers need a new way to summarize varietal fiber quality trade-offs when they're selecting a planting seed. As a producer, you might, if you would picture yourself in this situation, you have two varieties that you're looking at for possible planting seeds this year. Both of them are new varieties. You've never tried either one of them. One of them produces 1,150 pounds of lint. The other one produces 1,145 pounds of lint. Which one are you going to choose? Well, obviously what you would like to do is choose the one that is going to return you a higher net return at the year's end than the other one would. So somehow we need something else here besides just the lint yield. And breeders and geneticists and all of those other folks in the world need a simple common measurement that perhaps they can use whenever they're working in their breeding and working on the genetics about whether they're going in the right direction on a variety or whether it needs a little bit of change. So enter this concept of Q score or quality score that Dr. Jones was talking about. And Q score is a calculated single value quality score that's based on the values calculated by first normalizing select fiber properties from 0 to 1. Then algebraically, these normalized properties are combined using weighting principles and factors that are derived by the textile processing experts. And kind of the way that it works, as Dr. Jones said, the four parameters that are used in this Q score are length, micronaire, uniformity, and strength. Whenever they go through and they, see if I get a, I didn't. When they go through and normalize these things, they will normalize the HVI measurement between 0 and 1. So it becomes something like a percent. After they get the normalized score, then you go in and multiply times the weighting factor, and you get an answer. And whenever you get finished with all of these weighting factors times the normalized score, you add it all up. And that's what gives you what your Q score is, somewhere between 0 and 100%. So how do you calculate this thing that sounds kind of complicated? Well, it's real easy. That's the only kind of things that that economists can do. So we were fortunate and somebody came to our rescue, and they built this Excel spreadsheet with a macro in there that's available from Dr. Jones that calculates the Q score for you. Don spoke of this, if the emphasis on qualities change over time, this macro, you can go back in there and reload what your weighting factors are, and it will change somewhat the Q score, although it doesn't change how it's figured. But you can change it to meet different objectives and different purposes. Also, it facilitates combining high yield and improved quality to improve the producer's bottom line, and allows for increased priority on fiber quality instead of just yield as a means of deciding what kind of seed that you're going to select. I did a study while I was with Dr. Borland at Arkansas about where we were taking loan values, and we were taking some of these other things, and we were extending it out further into the gross revenue, where we multiplied the yield times the loan value that we get, and it became pretty obvious pretty fast that still producers are looking for, you know, their economic incentive is to choose a variety that produces more yield than the other does. So what is this CCC loan value that we're talking about here? Well, it's the producer's market floor price for cotton lint that is at a specific warehouse location and has specified lint quality properties. It is computed much the same that the Q score is. You start out with the federal cotton loan base price of 52 cents a pound. In our case, for this study, we adjusted it all to a color of 41 and a leaf of 4, simply because that color and leaf are not particularly genetically heritable, but they're there's more effect on them from management and field style than it is from genetics. And then after that, we make a price adjustment for each of the following factors: warehouse location, fiber length, micro and area uniformity, and strength, as these things were measured by the HVI. As to the methods, this was done with the Arkansas Maine cotton variety test. I never get to see numbers like this. I had 7 years of data going from 2001 to 2007. We were looking at 4 to 10 sites each year. In 2006, we had both flex and non-flex varieties, so I considered that like a different site. We had from 25 to 38 cultivars per year replicated for a total of 1,478 observations. Now, anytime that you can give an economist 1,478 observations, they get weak in the knees and swoon. And I did. So I dashed back to my office so I could do something, and I ran summary statistics for this. And I found out that the loan value had a mean of like 54 cents. The Q score had a mean of 62.4%. I'll not damage your intelligence by assuming that you can't read this. You can read it as well as I can. And you can see the other things, the standard deviations, coefficients of variation, minimums, medians, and maximums. I would call your attention to the difference in the standard deviation in the loan value and the Q score. Loan value has a lot smaller standard deviation. Well, we're going to see why that is here in just a minute. After that, I ran correlations. I got kind of what I had expected and what I hoped to see. I found out that loan value is positively correlated to Q score, that also fiber length uniformity and strength are positively correlated to Q score, and that micron error is negatively correlated to Q score. And for those in here that like to document things, all the correlations were significantly different from zero at the at the alpha equals 0.05 probability level. So, took the loan values, made a histogram out of them. As Dr. Borland said, gee, that's ugly. Because it kind of resembles a Poisson distribution or perhaps a chi-square distribution. How many different kinds of statistic procedures can you do with something that has a Poisson or a chi-square distribution? Well, the answer to that is not nearly as many as you'd like to be able to. So I thought, well, if that's ugly, how about Q-score? Does it look better? So I performed a histogram on Q-score, and I was delighted to find that it's near normal. I did not include another graph will be coming out in a publication before long, but when you look at it and you graph it where you're examining the normality of it, you find out that the middle portion of the distribution is almost normal, and it only differs on the very ends or the very tails of the distribution, which nearly everything does that anyway. So we can assume, for all practical intents and purposes, that Q score is normally distributed. So if you plot it to where you have cents per pound loan value of the lint on the vertical axis and you have Q score along the horizontal axis, basically from 20 to 100, I chopped off part of the graph so that I could kind of slide it over and shift it where you can see it better. You see that in the band up there, between 54 cents and 56 cents, that most of the data is right there. Well, that's what forms that big, huge bar in the loan value that makes it a Poisson or a chi-square. And most of it is also what causes the standard deviation to be so narrow. Most of it's all in one place. So, taking those things, we went back in and we produced joint probabilities. For those of you that have been a month without having a statistics course or a probability course, joint probability is where both A and B happen, and the probability of that happening, of both happening at the same time or jointly happening, is the joint probability. So, if we look at this, we see that, for example, you'll notice that the upper right-hand side of this probability matrix is nearly all ones. We do have some activity down here in the lower left-hand side. I would like for you for the purpose of explanation, we might say that what is the joint probability of having a Q score that is more than 80 and having a loan value in the upper 2/10 of the data, and what we would see is the probability is a 0.983. okay, and so that's kind of how you read this thing. As you can tell, it's fairly skewed to be fairly high probabilities, all the way down mostly to like a Q score of 60. So in summary, we can say that Q score values follow a near normal distribution. We can say that you can take these weighted values and you can combine these four HVI quality parameters into a single numerical index. We can say that the Q-score does provide selection criteria for producers when yield per acre values are the same or nearly the same as we were saying. We can also say now that a high Q-score increases the probability of a high loan value, which would lead us to the implication that Q-score is actually more discriminating than loan value is in the bottom line number of gross revenue. So that would be all I have to say. Do you have any questions or comments? Or if you're going to throw rocks, please make it round rocks. Remember, we bleed easily.
One time for one question.
Yes, sir. Yeah, well, the bottom line is it, and it's really not I don't know that you can say like plus or minus 10 percentage points, but if you had nearly identical yields, if the Q score on one is significantly higher than it is on the other, that's the one you'd pick. If they're fairly close, then it really doesn't, you know, it's kind of a coin toss difference.
What happens if they're quite far apart, maybe 50 pounds or 100 pounds?
Then you choose one with the larger Q score. And the higher yield, if you can get the larger Q score and the higher yield. But as I said before, greater yield, for the most part, nearly always implies more gross revenue anyway.
Let's thank the speaker.